Hi there. The word for you today is, stop being so critical. In 1 Peter 3 verse 10, we read the words, keep your tongue from speaking evil. God dealt with Moses because of some of the mistakes he made. In fact, one of them actually kept him out of the promised land. But God wouldn't permit anybody else to criticize his leader Moses, not even his own sister Miriam. So, what can we learn from this story? Well, four things come to mind. Number one, we are all capable of harboring a critical attitude. Now, Miriam had great qualities. She saved Moses' life as a child, and she wrote a song of praise recorded in Scripture. Israel used it to celebrate the crossing of the Red Sea. But you know what? She paid a high price for her critical attitude. She was smitten with leprosy. And here's another lesson. When you're resentful, you tend to become critical. Numbers 12 and 1 says, Miriam began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife. But was that the real issue? Let me read the next verse to you, verse 2. They said, Aaron and Miriam, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? Moses' wife was just a diversion. The real issue was Moses' success. Their beef was, how come he gets all the attention? Hello. Here's a third lesson in this story. Anytime you succeed, expect to be criticized. The Bible says in Numbers 12 verse 3 that Moses was the most humble man on earth. Yet even he couldn't escape the pain inflicted by self-appointed critics. And you know what? You're no different. As long as you live, somebody will find fault with what you're doing. So, what are you going to do? Jesus told his disciples, when they reject your message, brush the dust off your feet and keep going. And that's still good advice for you. And the fourth lesson is this, if you have been critical, you need to repent. When Aaron acknowledged, and I quote, we have acted foolishly, we have sinned, God showed mercy and healed Miriam. Now the truth is that most of us would rather classify criticism as a weakness. But you know what? From God's perspective, it's a genuine, bona fide, registered sin. And there's only one way to deal with sin, and that's to repent and stop committing it. And that's the word for you today.